like Jamon Meredith missed at least a portion of the practice that we saw. What's his status for Sunday?
Don't know yet. No, I have to wait and see.
What's his injury?
Same thing, his ankle.
Talk about Michael Bennett a little bit. What was your knowledge of him after you saw the tape from last year of him? What did you think of him, and what are your impressions after you've seen him for just about a full season now?
Well, I was impressed with Mike when we watched the tape. I thought he did good things in 2011, and he's had a good year. You know, he's sometimes bumped up, but he's been able to fight through it. I think if he was all healthy, he probably could have done even more. But he's fighting through it, and he's doing a good job.
What does he do exceptionally well? What was it that makes him a pass rusher?
You know, D-lineman, he plays well with his hands, and he's got some good slither. And slither defined the best way would be able to, you know, move this way, yet bend and contort your body while you're still going up the field towards the quarterback.
He's pretty good against the run, too, isn't he? I mean, he's usually mm-hmm. one of your better run stoppers.
I said he's good with his hands.
Second time facing Drew Brees, is there things you walked away that first matchup saying, you know what, I'm going to try this next time, but think may work
mm-hmm.
better.
There are. No, and I don't know if they're going to, but they're going, you know, we're going to certainly try some things because I was very impressed. Now, if you think back to the game, you know, we kind of did some things that are less than our best. So hopefully we can clean those errors up, but he's still going to, he's going to get some plays. I mean, he's, you know, sound like I said, you know, twice in the last 3 weeks, but first ballot Hall of Famer, this guy. That record he holds says a lot about just what he does. So consistency, you know. I know he had a tough game a couple weeks ago or whatever, but, I mean, this is a guy who's one of the finest in the game, in the history of the game. So it's going to be quite a challenge. We'll try some things that I think, you know, you learn, you live and learn. Hopefully we get better, but it's a huge challenge.
How difficult has it been with the secondary and the injuries you've had as – go through, and it seems like on a weekly basis it's rotating new guys in. Does it make it tough to get this defense to solidify?
I mean, you could say, you know, certainly be easier if you had the same guys there every week, but who does? You know, we've had it a little tougher maybe than some, but they have it at other positions. I mean, that's the way the game plays in the National Football League, and that's our job. I mean, that's what they employ us to do, is get guys ready to play on Sundays and win games. So you'll not hear me say ever, you know, this guy's down or that guy's down. That's life.
When you cut Brandon McDonald the first time, I guess led to that decision? You brought him back, obviously, because of some depth there. But he had played a lot for you early in the season, and then kind of maybe what happened, what changed, I guess?
As I said about every personnel move since I've arrived, when we make personnel moves, Mark and I, we think what's the best thing for our football team to win games. And at that time, we felt going in with other guys gave us the best chance to win. Going into the Saints week here, the Saints season, we felt Brandon gave us the best chance. So that's what we're doing. It's good to have him back. He's a live wire. He brings energy, and, you know, he's an experienced guy.
Coach, talk about Josh Freeman the last 2 weeks, under 50% completion. When you watch him throw, are you confounded by some of his inaccuracy? What do you think's going on? Particularly, really, last 3 or 4 weeks.
Certainly, you know, they haven't been his best two games. That is a obvious. There's some been, you know, sometimes it's not always what it appears to be as well. You know, sometimes the route wasn't exactly the way it should be, and you're throwing it on timing. You know, timing and rhythm. So sometimes it's coming out before the guy ever breaks, and if he breaks wrong, then sometimes it's not that. Sometimes he just misses the mark. Sometimes he's under pressure. It's never, like I always stand up here, I know it sounds like, oh, here he goes again, but it's never just one thing. If it was, you'd fix the one thing, and but everybody would fix it, and you'd be hard to win. He's a work in progress, too. You know, he's a young guy that's getting better. He's done some extraordinary things at the quarterback position since we've been here. Forget what he's done, you know, before we arrived. He's also had some times when he wishes he could have the throws back, you know, so... But I do see, you know, if you said it was a stock, how's it going? The stock is trending that way for sure. I know people, as you know, it's a what have you done for me lately business, and, oh, well, this wasn't good enough. I agree. He'd tell you that. But overall the stock's trending upward, and we just got to get better this week, though. You know, the stock market's got to close Sunday at whatever time, and we got to be on the higher side.
I know you want to do that every game, but I mean, how important is it to finish these last three games on that, as a team?
Yeah, I'm not thinking like that. You know, I'm thinking about just the Saints game. You know, I'm not into the, you know, we go off into the, you know, because I think if we win this game and we take care of our business, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know if we don't take care of our business, I know what is going to happen, and that's what that my focus is. So I don't think that way. Certainly, if you step back and said, "Boy, that'd be nice if we finish going." Yeah, sure. I mean, absolutely.
Well, I mean, just based on the last three games, it's been going.
Yeah, and then the four before that, it was skyrocketing, you know. So I'd say, you know, as I stood up here, consistency has been our issue. But any team that's growing and getting better, that's usually the issue. You know, they can – if you're good enough, if you have talent enough to do it some of the time, that's the bigger tease, right? Because, yeah, we can, but we just can't do it over and over and over again. And that's my job, and that's our coach's job, to get them to do it over and over and over again. And that's why I stand up here, and you know, I take the responsibility. If we can and we don't do it all the time, that's on me, and we got to get them to do it all the time, whether it's a holding penalty, whether it's an inaccurate pass, whether it's a blown coverage. That's why you have a coach, and that's why you have assistant coaches. So that's our job to be better, and it's their job to execute better. And the one thing about this team, I don't see anybody that's going to duck from, you know, blame or my fault. That's not the issue. It's sick that we're not winning, sick that we've lost three in a row. That's more the issue. I mean, it's something we gotta get off. We got to win.
Does it get harder late in the year when you're going through some struggles for guys to continue to motivate themselves and for you to motivate them?
I hope not. You know, I hope not. I hope that we got the right people in the building that, you know, strive to be the best that they can be. And, you know, quite frankly, personally, it makes me even more want to do it, right? The result was awful. I could, you know, the only thing that cures that is getting back to work and getting a win. You know, so if that's not the case, then, and I figure it out, you know, I don't figure it out all the time, but if I figure it out, then they won't be here. Because all I want is guys in here that want to be the best they can be. And you know what? That we can't control our opponent. We can only control us. But we weren't the best we could be Sunday. So that's point blank. Forget who had more points. We weren't the best we could be. And the winning and losing is what we get judged by, and we lost. So not playing our best and losing the game, if you're not sick, then there's a problem. And that's where I'm at with the thing.
Greg, you've been outspoken about player safety and accentuating that. How do you feel the league overall has handled the bounty issue? Did you ever come across that kind of issue in college, and would you ever stand for it as a professional coach?
I'm not enough an expert on that whole – you know, I said that when you guys asked me a couple months ago, and I truly haven't taken the time to get into it because as far as I'm concerned, it has nothing to do with us winning. And I don't mean to dodge the question because I'm not – I truly am not knowledgeable enough to talk on the issue. Player safety, I am. And, you know, I don't think all – you know, I'm not like an advocate for player safety – everything that comes up. There's just certain things that I think are dangerous.
From the league standpoint, do you applaud that?
I'm not sure I even understand it, to be honest. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, so that's why I'm not being smart. I haven't followed the story, and I have refused to get involved with it because I know we'll never do it here. That'll never be an issue here. So if it's not going to be an issue in this building, and what I had followed, though, is are they suspended or not? You know, because if we're going to play them and they're not playing, that's okay too. But I hear they're playing, so let's go get them.
See you guys.